Hi, I'm Connor Cyrus, one of the hosts for Vermont Edition. I wanted to let you know that the podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Thanks for listening and enjoy. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Cyrus. Suicide is a public health problem that can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for Vermonters ages 15 to 34, and the ninth leading cause of death of all Vermonters. State officials say that's not going to change unless we talk about it. So Vermont Departments of Health and Mental Health launched a new initiative called Facing Suicide VT. To tell us more about that initiative and to help give us a better understanding of what we need to know when it comes to suicide, I want to welcome Nick Nichols. He's the Suicide Prevention Program Coordinator at the Department of Health. Nick, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you for having me, and we really appreciate you inviting us in September, which is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month.
A lot to talk about, especially when it comes to suicide and this important topic. So let's just jump right into it. Nick, the Department of Health is launching this new program, this new campaign, Facing Suicide, to try to educate and reach more people. What can you tell us about the program and why now?
Absolutely. So Facing Suicide VT is a new statewide campaign to raise awareness about suicide and how we as a state can come together to address suicide. Through this campaign and the sharing of personal stories of Vermonters who have been affected by suicide, we are hoping to spread the message that it's okay to talk about suicide. And in fact, talking about suicide is one of the best ways to support Vermonters who may be struggling. Now, for people who are struggling with thoughts of suicide, we want them to know it's okay to ask for help and that there are many different supports that are available in the state. And if you're someone who is worried about a person in your life, we want you to know that it's okay to reach out and ask that person if they're thinking about suicide. There's actually a common myth that if you ask someone if they're thinking about suicide, it might plant that idea in their head, but the opposite is actually true. Acknowledging and asking about suicide has been shown to reduce feelings of suicidal ideation, and it actually increases social connections and the chances of someone getting the support they need. And so in addition to resources and information and guidance about preventing suicide, this campaign features the stories, images, and voices of different Vermonters who have been affected by suicide in some way, whether they themselves have struggled with thoughts of suicide or lost someone to suicide. And we hope that the sharing of these Vermont stories will help to normalize the idea that it's okay to talk about this issue in the open. And our new website, which can be found at facingsuicidevt.com, features video stories of several Vermonters who have been affected by suicide. And over the course of the project, we'll continue to collect and share more stories through the website and the campaign.
You talked about that one of the things you want to do is get people to talk about it. How should people talk about this in the open and in society?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's really important for people to be aware that for a long time, there's been stigma associated with mental health and talking about issues like suicide. And so probably the most important thing to do is for anyone is to really be aware of how to recognize when someone might be struggling and then understand what you can do. And so, for example, if you're concerned that a member of your household may be experiencing suicidal thoughts, there are specific steps that you can take. For example, you can ask them directly, you know, are you thinking about suicide? And listen without judgment. And if someone says they are thinking about suicide, you can actually call the new 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, which is available for all Vermonters by dialing that three-digit number. And they can provide guidance on how to manage that. It's also really important to be able to just be present and make an emotional connection with that person. We know that having social connectedness is a protective factor that helps reduce feelings of suicide. And so providing those connections can be incredibly helpful and letting the person know that you care. You can also educate yourself on, you know, finding other sources of support to give people or to provide to them. And then just maintaining connections with people who may be struggling or you think are struggling are important over time.
I'm wondering if you can help us look beyond the numbers. So in the intro, I talked about how suicide is the second leading cause of death for Vermonters ages, I think it was something to 35. Sorry, I lost
15
that.
15 to 34.
Thank you. Yeah, 15 to 34. Thank you. Yeah. And it's the ninth leading cause of death for Vermonters overall. So where does that discrepancy come in, and what's happening to our younger Vermonters?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of things going on, but I think one of the most important messages we're trying to share with this initiative and let people be more aware of is that about 2/3 of Vermonters who die by suicide are not connected to any kind of mental health treatment at the time of their death, which really means that we have a lot of people who are either not asking for help or that they are having difficulty finding the help that they need. And so this really tells us that we need to make it easier for everyone, including people who are most affected by suicide, to ask for help and to receive help, and that we all need to feel more comfortable talking about suicide and supporting people who may be struggling.
Now, we talked about the numbers of overall, so how is Vermont doing in terms of the suicide numbers in recent years?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, part of the reason that we're rolling out this initiative, and there's a number of different programs that are coming online to better address this issue, is because Vermont is not doing well. Unfortunately, the rates of suicide death in Vermont have been increasing over the past 15 years, and our state's rate has consistently been higher than the national average. And in fact, in 2021, we actually had the highest number of suicides on record.
And then what advice do you have for people who are concerned about someone in their lives when it comes to this?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, if there's a lot of resources that are available and a lot of guidance. And so I would, you know, encourage people to become more educated, visit our new site, you know, which is Facing Suicide VT. And that includes a lot of different resources and help people feel more comfortable about both how to intervene when someone may be in a crisis, but just ongoing, how you can support each other and then how to be involved. There's a lot of different community organizations that do public education, like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You know, this month they're doing Out of the Darkness walks to just have more people aware of suicide prevention as an issue and to be talking about it. And so there's lots of different ways that people can get involved, both locally or regionally or statewide, to support this issue. And you can find a lot of those resources and opportunities through our website and elsewhere.
Now, you touched on this a little bit ago, but I want to just like get you to highlight this again. What's the right thing to do, and how far do friends and supporters need to go or should go when it comes to supporting somebody who might be in crisis?
Yeah, absolutely. And well, that's, you know, one of the newer resources that we're really excited about is that with the new 988 suicide and crisis lifeline, that's available not only to people who are experiencing a crisis, whether it be thoughts of suicide or mental health or emotional crises. It's also available to people who know someone who may be in crisis and you're not sure what to do. And so as a fail-safe for anyone, you can, if you're worried about someone, you can call 988 and they can provide you with guidance on how to intervene if someone is in crisis.
Now, there are a lot of resources available, and listeners, we will have a link to a lot of those resources on our website, vermontpublic.org, in the Vermont Edition page under this particular show. Can you just tell us about some of those resources right now, specifically where people can go?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's... there's in addition to the crisis lifeline, Vermont has its own support line, the Vermont Support Line, which is also available most hours of the day for anyone who's just looking for mental health support. There's also a number of different services that help people find different support groups or community organizations or even mental health treatment. For instance, 211 is now expanding its ability to help people find resources. And so there's a lot of different groups, both informal and formal, that are available in different parts of the state that can provide support. And by going to places like our website, you can find a lot of those supports and services.
And texting is an option for people. People can text 741-741 if they want to talk about help, but not necessarily talk about it. They can text people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's in addition to the 988 Lifeline, which does both voice calls and chat and text, we do also have a Vermont crisis text line, as you said, Connor, and people, if they just want to text, if they're having a rough day or experiencing a crisis, they can text VT to that number 741-741 and get a live person who can provide mental health support and, you know, just chat about whatever may be troubling you.
And the National Suicide and Crisis Line, which we've talked about a couple times in this show already, is 988. That was introduced back in July. How's the demand for that been here in Vermont?
Yeah, so we would say it's definitely been increasing, and I think more people are becoming aware of it. And so prior to July, which is when the new 988 line came on live, there was a national suicide lifeline. And typically, Vermont received about 300 to 400 calls prior to July. And since the creation of the 988 number, we've seen those numbers in some case double. And so, for example, in August, we had over 600 calls to that line. And the great thing is, you know, we now are at full capacity. We have two community mental health centers that run crisis centers that answer those calls. And so about 90% of the calls from Vermonters that are going to 988 are being answered by Vermont clinicians who are familiar with the system and able, in many cases, to provide support online. And so, for example, we see about 98% of the calls that go into 988 are ones that don't require any kind of emergency response or follow-up. And so the majority of people who are calling that line are actually that intervention and that phone call are proving to be enough support to help them get through whatever crisis they're experiencing.
And people seem to be getting access. I know access was a huge part of the conversation when we talked about it. And that seems to be people that are calling this number seem to be able to get that help.
Absolutely. You know, there's with any large system, you know, there's issues with workforce and sometimes capacity. And so there are cases, you know, with the mental health system where there are needs to increase capacity. But part of our hope through this initiative and through a number of different initiatives and resources that are coming into the state, we're hoping to continue to build capacity, both the Lifeline itself and other programs throughout the state. And so people can get more mental health care when they need it.
And for people who think that they might benefit from therapy or counseling, do you have a place where they can go to get that?
Yeah, actually, there's a specific section on our website at the top of the screen. It just says Get Help. And if you click on that link, it provides a number of different ways to find and access resources that are in your region. So there's lots of different options, and those are all listed on the website.
That's Nick Nichols. He's the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at the Department of Health. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and sharing all these resources.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I did just want to say thank you to both the Department of Mental Health and all of our community partners who are supporting this work and all of the people who have stepped forward to offer to tell their story. It's really their stories and experiences that are helping to drive change and help all of the people in Vermont access the support that they need. So thank you to all of them for sharing their stories.
Absolutely. And listeners, if you or someone you know is going through a crisis or just needs help, the crisis number is 988.